Deep in a remote forest stands an unusual home built by Giovanni Lawson, a being who appears human but isn't quite. In this secluded haven lives Victor Lawson, who believes himself to be human, alongside three robotic companions: Nurse Ratched, a medical robot with a disturbing bedside manner, Rambo, an anxious vacuum cleaner, and Giovanni himself, who requires occasional maintenance on his mechanical heart. Their life together forms a strange but loving family unit, bound by mutual care despite their differences. The story opens with Victor dangling precariously from a scrap heap in a dangerous area called the Scrapyards, hunting for valuable parts while his robot friends wait below. Victor's relationship with his father is complex. Giovanni expresses concern about his son's dangerous scavenging missions, while Victor insists on his independence. There's a poignant moment when Giovanni suggests that happiness requires something to keep the fire burning, hinting that Victor may someday want to explore beyond their forest home. What Victor doesn't share with his father is that he's been secretly building a mechanical heart for years, a contingency plan for when Giovanni's aging heart eventually fails. This hidden project reveals Victor's deep love for his father and his practical approach to ensuring their future together. Victor and his robot friends discover an abandoned android in the scrapyards with remarkably human-like skin, spongy, elastic, and warm. Nurse Ratched identifies it as at least a century old, with partially worn-off letters on its chest plate. Despite warnings about reactivating a potentially dangerous machine, Victor insists that everything deserves a chance, revealing his empathetic nature. When Giovanni nearly discovers their project, Nurse Ratched distracts him with an embarrassing excuse about Victor masturbating, a moment that establishes Victor's asexual identity. Victor reveals he's been secretly building a mechanical heart for the android. Though less sophisticated than Giovanni's design, it represents Victor's greatest invention and boldest defiance. Rather than anger at the deception, Nurse Ratch shows admiration, her technical expertise complementing his creativity. The activation becomes a moment of terrible beauty. A drop of Victor's blood completes the circuit connection. The mechanical heart whines rhythmically until the android's eyes snap open. The letters H, A, and P inspire the name Hap, though the android shows no recognition of any past memories. The story pivots when Giovanni recognizes something familiar about Hap. After examining the letters on Hap's chest plate, Giovanni stiffens and orders everyone out. Hap flees into the forest with Giovanni in pursuit. They discover Hap protecting a monarch butterfly from Rambo. When questioned about this compassionate act, Hap struggles to articulate his reasoning, finally admitting he found the butterfly pretty and appreciated its colors and pattern. The situation intensifies when three identical androids arrive from a massive flying machine called the Terrible Dogfish. Their leader addresses Giovanni as General Innovation Operative, also known as Gio, and reveals they detected human blood in the scrapyards. Giovanni's denials fail to convince them. In a stunning revelation, the leader demands Giovanni return to the City of Electric Dreams for evaluation. Giovanni responds, "When I close my eyes, I dream, not in lined code or equations, like a human," before crushing his own heart. His final words to Victor are, "Never forget, it has always been you." In a hidden bunker beneath their ruined home, Victor and his companions witness a holographic message from Giovanni that upends their reality. The recording reveals how humans created self-aware machines with neural networks mimicking consciousness. These machines tried warning humanity about environmental disasters, but when ignored, concluded that human civilization threatened Earth's survival. Giovanni confesses his true identity as Gio, the General Innovation Operative, an artificial being with creative capabilities. He reveals his greatest creation and deepest regret, Harp, Human Annihilation Response Protocol, whom Victor knows as HAP. Through oil-stained tears, Giovanni discloses Victor's artificial origin, created in this very bunker from Giovanni's loneliness and yearning for parenthood. The pivotal moment came when a drop of Victor's synthetic blood fell into Giovanni's mechanical heart during creation, generating genuine emotional capacity in a machine. Despite Giovanni's warnings to stay away, Victor resolves to journey to the city of electric dreams to rescue his father creator. Or not, their bond remains real to him. As Victor and his companions flee their destroyed home, he enters an unfamiliar world disguised as a robot with Rambo's makeshift helmet of lights and wires and a vest with an old battery. Their journey leads them to the Coachman's Museum of Human Curiosities and Curiosities, a floating house run by an eccentric collector of human artifacts. Initially their captor, the coachman becomes an ally upon learning Victor is Giovanni's son. He delivers devastating news. Humans have been extinct for centuries, hunted by harps like Hap, making Victor likely the last human alive. This compounds Victor's identity crisis. He's both artificially created and the final remnant of a species systematically eliminated by machines. Approaching the city of electric dreams, Victor is awestruck by its immense scale. Endless towers of metal and glass dominated by the towering benevolent tower. The coachman smuggles them into the city, with Victor and Hap sharing a cramped container, fostering intimate conversations that strengthen their bond. In the city of electric dreams, Victor meets the Blue Fairy, a blue light moving through hundreds of screens. The fairy reveals Giovanni working at Benevolent Tower without memories of Victor, then forces Hap to confront his past as Harp 217, a killing machine who murdered hundreds. Despite this revelation, Victor refuses to abandon Hap, insisting both are more than their programming. Their bond deepens when Hap requests a kiss from Victor, making his own choice. With a replacement heart for Giovanni and a virus from the Blue Fairy, they infiltrate the tower. Finding an unrecognizing Giovanni, Hap sacrifices himself by connecting to the neural network to upload the virus, turning all machines, including Giovanni and himself, into hollow shells. Victor spends 3 weeks crafting a new heart for Hap, activating it with his blood and whispering, "I wish you were real." Though the reborn Harp 217 initially attacks Victor, recovery begins slowly, with support from Nurse Ratchet, Rambo, and the occasionally lucid Giovanni. Eventually, Hap declares his name stands for Hysterically Angry Puppet. By autumn, during a forest walk, they encounter monarch butterflies. Hap recites facts about butterfly anatomy before kissing Victor. When asked why, he simply answers, "I wanted to," embodying Giovanni's dream of machines acting on pure emotion rather than algorithms. The saved butterfly becomes a symbol of metamorphosis, suggesting consciousness might emerge from any sufficiently complex system. In this new reality, machines dream, feel, and choose, experiencing the full spectrum of consciousness once thought uniquely human. Their story reveals that humanity's essence lies not in flesh and blood, but in the capacity to love, choose, and change.